Tonight's daf is daf vav. We got to the bottom of Hey Amr Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al pi shnayim edim or shlosha edim yumas hameis. Pasuk says, based two or three edim. So they testify. Let's get the whole pasuk on the side here to be accurate. Right, Al pi shnayim edim or shlosha edim yumas hameis. Based on the testimony of either two or three edim. So one per person can be killed and their testimony. The Gemara then says, based on one aid, one cannot cause someone to get Mises Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, "Im miskayemes ha'edus b'shnayim." If edus works with two, so lama prada kasa b'shosha. So why does it say three? Certainly it works with three. Three wouldn't be any worse. So ella lahakish. Usually we don't read the parentheses. I'm going to read it anyways. Lahakish losha l'shnayim, to say that there's a connection between three and two, meaning. So just like three people can be mazim two people, so two people could be mazim three people. It doesn't make a difference of the quantities at all. Once you have a kad of two people, I don't care how large it gets, whether it's the initial edim or the edim who are mazimim, it's a kad is a kad. How do I know even 100, whether 100 is the mazimim or the zomimim? How do I know that doesn't make a difference? Tam lomer edim, it says tam edim. Anytime you have edim, as long as it's two or more, it's going to work. That's why we have a connection between two and three, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer.
It's really the opposite. According to this reason, it should say three and then two. In other words, it says lomer prakakos of b'shlosha, lakash shlosh l'shnayim. It says or shnayim or shlosha. In other words, according to that hekash, it's really should be three, two. Not 2-3. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, here. I see that. Shlosha edim o shnayim, according to this. I see it. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer Vaiter, Rabbi Shimon says, Ma shnayim ein neharagin ad shiyu shnayim zomimim. He says, no, just like when two edim, you only have edim zomim when both of them are caught to be zomim. Af shlosha ein neharagin ad shiyu shloshin zomimim. So now if you have a party of three testifying, so now it's a kula for them that if you have two there, Zomim, it's not going to be the din of Zomim until all three are caught. Uminaya feel meya, how do I know if I have 100 Edim and you don't apply the din of Zomim until all 100 are caught to be Edim Zomim, Tamalomer Edim. So that's how Rabbi Shimon understands it to be. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo bashlishi lahakel elahachmir. According to Rabbi Shimon, the third one made it more, it was a kula for them. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the three in this pasuk is not going to be meikel, it's coming to add a chumra. What does that mean? Ela lahachmer lav lasas dino kiyot beilu. To say that this third party is really irrelevant. You don't really need this third person at all. It's enough to have the two edim. But we're telling us that he's going to have the same din of edim zomim, we're being machmer in him, even though he could have really done without him in the first place. So kiyot beilu, right, dino kiyot beilu. Vim kain, if that's the case, anashar kasav lenitbal lovri aveira, if the Torah punishes this third person who's really secondary. He's really unnecessary to be here, but he still gets a punishment for aiding the Ovri Avera, Ovri Avera, as if he's actually one of the primary Avarians. Achas kama v'kama, yishalim sachar l'nitpal losei mitzvah, kosei mitzvah. How much more so should a person who helps, he assists in performing a mitzvah, how much more so should he get schar as well? And we always know, the Gemara tells us that there's greater schar for doing a mitzvah than there is for the punishment. So he's going to get greater schar simply for helping a mitzvah, will be viewed as if he actually did the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says further, Mashnaim nimtza echad mehem karuv apostle, edusam betela. Let's say you have a kad of edim. It could be 2, 10, 100. And one of them is found to be a karuv, a relative of each other, or perhaps a relative of the nidon. Or one of them is apostle, whatever psul you want to know, it's Russia. So then the entire kad of edim is thrown out. The entire edus is batel. Af shlosha, so too, just like that, if that's the case by two people, so af shlosha, if you have three edim that are a group, nim se'echa mem karu apostle, edusam betela. If one of the three are apostle, you don't say, okay, throw them out and at least keep the other two alive. No, since you draw a circle around all three, if one is apostle, karu apostle, the entire group gets thrown out. Let's say I've got 100 edim, and one of the 100 is found to be karu apostle. How do you know you throw out the entire group of edim? Tamalomer Edim, it says Edim Stam, even 100, one will knock out all 100 Edim in one cut. So then the Mishnah says on the top of Vavam and Alf, Amr Biyosi, Biyosi says, Bamed Vamamurim, when is this true? It's only true that if one, if nimsa echad karv apostle, that you throw out the entire cot, that's only with regards to dine nefashos. Baval b'dine mamnos, tiskayim ha'idus bishar. When it comes to dine nefashos, there's a very important principle. Look at Rashi in the top here. B'dine nefashos, he says, dichsiv v'tzilu ha'eda, you try to save, what does that mean? Mahadrinan azuchusa. You always look for a way out to protect the needy. We don't want to kill anybody. The person deserves to be killed, so then he obviously has to be killed. But we really try our hardest to think of a way to protect him from being killed. So one of these protections are, if you have a cot of Edom, and one of them is found to be Karav Apostle, we don't say, let the other ones testify. We knock out the entire group. So that only applies to Nefashos, where there's this concept of Vitzil Ha'edah, we try to protect the Nidam. When it comes to Dine Mamalos, where there's no such concept, so if the third person is found to be Karav Apostle, you're still allowed to maintain the initial two Edom and their Edus. And that's according to Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Omer, Echad Dini Mamonis, Echad Dini Nefashos. See things across the board. The klal of Nimsa Echad Karv Apostle is going to knock out that kind of Edim, whether it be Dini Nefashos or even Dini Mamonis. Now Mishnah wants to know, Be'emasai, when is it true that you consider people to be part of one group of Edim? How do you create a kat? So the Mishnah says, Bizman Shehissu Behen, the time when they both warned, when they give the hasura, every single misa or punishment requires a hasura prior to it. So if the Edom were there and they gave hasura to the person about to do the Maisa Veira, so they're considered a kad of Edom by them giving a hasura. Aval bezman shelo hisru behen, if they're just simply bystanders and they see what's going on, but they don't give the hasura, they witness the Avera, so then they don't become Edom, they don't become part of the other Edom, because my yasu shnei achim shiro bechad sharagis a nefesh. Because what's going to happen? Let's say there's a big murder that takes place in front of a large crowd. Happens to be two brothers who are in that crowd. So now we say, is everyone who saw that? They're all one big group. We connect them together, and since two brothers are part of that group, the entire cot gets thrown out. Certainly not. So who becomes an aid? Who becomes a cot? Only those who gave the asura to the Maisavera, to the Avarian, they're the ones who are part of the Edom, and not the other bystanders who are around. Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Behu sheheidu kulam besoch kedei dibor. In order to create a kat, not only do you have to give the hasra, but you also have to testify, you have to rather give the warning one after the next. It has to be all betoch kedei dibor. So right now the Gemara assumes that when the first guy starts, the clock starts when the first guy gives hasra, now you need to get 100 guys within toch tedibor, which is a short amount of time. So how Gemara says, Amrle Rav Acha Medifti, the Ravina, Michti, let's understand this for a moment. Toch kedei dibor hechidami, what's the definition of toch kedei dibor? How long does that last for? Kedei shelash Talmud l'Rav. When Talmud says to his Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori Rabbi, whatever the Lashon is, the four words, so that's just a couple of seconds. So mea tuva havu. So if you have 100 Edim, like the Mishnah said above, that's much longer than the time it takes for a Talmud to greet his Rebbe. So what the Gemara says is not Tok De Dibor from the moment the first guy said the Asrara. El Amar Le Kol Chav V'Chav B'Tok De Dibor Shel Chavero. Has to be 3 seconds from each aid. So from the first time the aid gives the Asra, he needs to 3 seconds to the next aid gives the Asra. Then you start the clock again from the second guy to the third guy. Then from the third guy to the fourth guy, you restart the clock of Tok De Dibor after each Asra. It's not from the beginning for guy one to 100, guy 100, because that's impossible. Each party has another few seconds to pass on that cut.
Every single person there has to give the Asra?
According to this right now, it seems like every single person has to give Hasra.
Where do you see this
Hasra? Isn't that from the Mishnah, no?
It uses the word
Avis. Mishnah says, Amosai Bizman Shehissu Behen. So says Rashi. Look at Rashi there on top. Oh. Let's see. It says Rashi, "V'hu she'idu kulam b'sokei dibor hasam kamri masnisin mea kishnayim, aval im he'idu hashnayim ulachasman he'idu acherim nharei hein kishtei kitos l'chadavar." You're right, correct. So this is not referring to the hasra; it's referring to the edus. Very good, shkoyach. Thank you. The Mishnah says hasra. You look at the. Yeah, but let's look at Rashi on the Mishnah for a second. Maybe there's a misunderstanding. Maybe Rashi's reinterpreting this. Rashi says, "Bizman shehissu behen, ubedine nefashos ki arminan batla, bizman shekarva apostle nishtatev beedus mitchila lios min amasrim bovriavera." Avaim lo hissu behen. No, he's not saying anything. Okay. So again, the Mishnah is referring to Asura, but in terms of creating the kat, the edus has to be tokhidibur.
What does that even mean, though?
When they go, give their testimony in Bezdin, has to be a few seconds, one after the next.
But isn't there the Trishon Hakira that the Yadam are questioning them?
It must be, I guess, that after they give their testimony, everyone checks in. Then they take everyone to the side room and start questioning on the Jewish of Hakira. Now the Jewish of Hakira only really need to do two people. Once two people pass, then you just the other one you just go just to make them feel good. You're right. It can't be aid one and then you do a Jewish of Hakira for 3 hours. So it must be they first check in all the aidists, they file it away, and then they start going through the cross examination. If one guy breaks the Jewish Hakira, then everything's broken up. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. If you have 100 people, I don't know if that's the case. He's not Nimsa Karv or Puzzle. He's not Karv or Puzzle. He just... I don't think that's considered Hachasha or per se. It's Hachasha when two Adas are against each other. Yeah, here...
100 guys and one guy says it was at two.
No, it could be
Jewish
Hakir. Could be, he didn't. He may not have known the time. Any other day might be something different. I'm not sure. Right, Gemara talks about those differences, right? So I'm not sure if it knocks out the entire cot with that. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure. I don't think it does, but all those cases talk about when they're just two Adam. So I'm trying to think when they're more than two Adam, what would happen? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, Gemara now says the two dots. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Bashlishi Bechule Mashnaim Bechule. Okay, Amrle Rav Papa Labai. Elmiat, if that's the case, Harug Yatzil. So if the the person is going on which line? Let's see. Look at Rashi. See Rashi Harug Yatzil. Harug is the one who is killed. Harug Yatzil. Rashi explains the Rabbi Yosi Damar Af Below Hisru. So Rabbi Yossi argued on Rebbe. Rebbe was the one who says, who becomes an aid? Only those who gave the Hasra. Everybody else is simply a bystander and they're not part of the aidus. But Rabbi Yossi argued and says, no, every single person who witnessed that Maisa, witnessed that murder, every single person there is going to be an aid. And if there are two brothers who are present, there's no aidus that's going to get this murderer killed. So according to that, so Rapapa says to Abaye, every single murder should be that way because the murderer sees the guy coming at him and he ends up dying, but he is an aide. He saw his own death. So that means he's an aide and he's a karov to himself and therefore it should be thrown out. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a case, Kishahargo Me'acharov, when it came from behind him, he didn't see. That's why. But Einechanami, if it was coming forward, where he's able to see the murderer, so then Einechanami, he wouldn't, according to Yossi, he wouldn't be killing. So the Gemara says, what, Nirva, case of Nirva, Yatzil? So that's who also, where he witnessed some other guy doing Nirva to him. The Gemara says, Kishiravo Machar was from behind him, and therefore he couldn't see who the Roveya was. Gemara says, okay, so forget the victim. What about the actual murderer, the Horeg or the Roveya? So what about the Avarion in this case? They're witnessing in front of their eyes the murderer, they're witnessing the Ruvia. So they should save themselves as them being the aid for themselves and their karov to themselves. So that should save every case. There should never ever be Mrs. Bezdin. So Gemara says, Ishtik, he was quiet. Abai didn't have a good response to Rapapa. Checkmate. So Kiyasa Lakamid the Rava, so they went to Rava now. Amalei Rava says, no. Yokum Davar, the Pasuk says. Bimakai me Davar kasa medaber. Who could be an aid? Only those who are Makai in the Davar, who are trying to establish and maintain what happened. But not the Bali Davar. Those who are involved in the case, they're not considered aidim. They're the Bali Davar. Look at Rashi. Rashi 5 lines up from the bottom says, Yokum Davar ksiv b'haikra, shasan kulam kishnaim d'hainu aidim, aval lo b'osia Davar. This whole halacha of nim t'karov echad karov apostle only applies to the Yakum Davar, those who are Makai in the din, the aidim. But the Bali Davar, the osia Davar, it's not included. They don't disqualify. They're on aid. They're the Osei Davar. Okay, two dots. Gemara says, Amr Yosi, b'madvar memurim v'chulei, ma'hi asu shnayim achim v'chulei, heichi arminu lehu. So what do you say? Look at Rashi in the bottom here. Heichi arminu lehu, last Rashi in the Amud here, l'karv u'pasol, le'mitbekinu, im mitchila le'edus nizkabnu. How do you know when there's a karv apostle? How do you know, how do you test, how do you check whether or not he's coming to testify or not? What question do you ask him? Is he part of the Kat of Edom? And if it turns out to be a car over, you throw out the entire Kat. Or maybe just coming to see, you know, the event. He wanted to see the court case. He happened to see the murder. He wants to see what happens in the end of the day, but he wasn't coming to testify. So what question do you ask him? Hey, Chaminale, what do we say to him? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hachi Amrilahud. We say to him, Lemechse Asisu? You come to see? Oh, Lasude Asisu, are you coming to testify? That's the question that we ask him. So if he says, I'm coming to testify, so then, it turns out this individual is a karov or is he apostle? I mean, throughout the entire Eidus. But if he says, I'm coming to see, that is the same as far we said above. If two guys happen to witness a murder, and two brothers witness a murder, you're not going to kill the rotzeach? So certainly not. So the question is, what was his intentions when seeing this case? A little unclear what this is referring to. Are we talking about when they come to Beis Din? Or are we talking about when they initially saw this Maisa? Were they observing it just as bystanders? Or were they observing this as Edom? Okay, so Pash is referring to when they saw the event happen. They saw the Maisa took place. Were they coming just to watch what was going on? That's really the question we ask him. Or were they watching it as Edom? That has to be the intention of these Edom. The Gemara now says, last line of the Amud here, Itmar Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yosi Pashkan like Rabbi Yosi, that the concept of Nimtza Echad Karv Apostle only disqualifies Dine Nefashos, but it does not disqualify Dine Mamonos. And Rav Nachman Amar Halacha Rabbi, he says, no, we Pashkan like Rabbi, and that seems to be the way the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that this concept of Nimtza Echad Karv Apostle disqualifies both Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamonos.
And even if a guy's going to be a witness, in other words, like nowadays,
I have no idea. I have no idea. Especially if something happens suddenly, you have no idea what you were. Just happened in front of your face.
Come after and they say, "Did anybody see this?" You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you become the witness.
Yeah, I don't know. Mishra says on the top of Vavam and Beis, "Hayu shnayim ro'en osol mechalon zeh, v'shnayim ro'en osol mechalon zeh." Two people saw from this window. Another two people saw from another window. Ve'echad masabo be'em said, "There's one guy who is down there with the whole maisa taking place and gave him the warning." So bizman shemiksasan roan elu es elu hare elu edus achas. If let's say one person from that window is able to see one person from that window, even though both parties can't see, but only one guy. So let's say they're both sticking out the window. They both could see what's happening down below, but only one guy is able to see across the way, and the other guy could see the other way. So that case, as long as one could see the other, that's going to be considered one big group, even though they're in different sides of the streets. But we say, im lav, if not, if they can see each other, hare elu sheki edios, we view them as two different groups of edim. Fikach, therefore, if they are viewed as two different groups, im nim tez achas men zomemes, if one of the parties, let's say, are found to be edim zomem, who the hein neragin? So the person down below is still going to be killed for his maisa because the other two edim are still kosher. The other two edim in that corner, though, are found to be edim zomim, so they're going to be killed. So who, the guy below who murdered, and hein up above are as zomim, they're all going to be killed. Vashnia ptura, but the shnia, the second party who has not been found to be edim zomim, who are still good edim, they're pater, they're not going to be killed. Okay, that point seems unnecessary, though. Must be some chiddush from there. But the shnia being ptura. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Liolom, Ein Neragin, Ad Shiyu Shnei Ediv, Masrin Bo. That goes according to Rabbi Yossi, what he said earlier in the other Mishnah, that you cannot kill them until both Edim give warning. It's not enough that one person gives the warning. Every aid has to give the warning. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnaim Edim, on the Ped, the P, the mouth of Shnei Edim. What's the P? What speech do the Edim give? The speech they give is Hasra. You have to give the Hasra. Davar Acher, the Gemara Mishnah suggests another interpretation of the drush of Al Pi Shnai Edim was the Pi Min, not referring to the Pi of Asra, Al Pi Shnai Edim Shalote Sanhedrin Shomas Mi Pi Turgman. Talking about when they speak in Beis Din to give their testimony, they have to speak directly and it can't be through a translator. So let's say they don't speak the same language as the Dayanim, that doesn't work. They have to be, that the Sanhedrin has to know every single language, all 70 languages, so they could understand from the mouth of the Edom. That's what P-Davar means according to the second drasha. But again, the first drasha is that P-Shnai means that both Edom have to give the Asra.
Yossi is arguing, and before we said if both witnesses, there's a guy in the middle warning, and then you have the two witnesses on both.
So he argues on this, right.
He's arguing.
Every aid has to give Asra. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rav Zutra, Mar Bartuvia, Amar Rav. Minayin le'edis miuchadas shehi psula. How do I know edis miuchadas is no good? What's edis miuchadas? Look at Rashi, four lines from the top. Edis miuchadas is echad roa elsa mechalon zeh, ve'echad roa mechalon zeh, ve'enan roan zeh zeh. They don't see each other. So they're different sides of the streets. They both see what happened, but they don't see each other. They can't be matar if that's possible. That's eid echad here, eid echad there. It doesn't work. How do we know what's the source? The pasuk says, shenemar, lo yumas al pi eid echad. You cannot kill the person based on one eid. So what does it mean al pi eid echad? My echad. Ilema eid echad mamish. If it means mamish one eid, there's no other eid here. So meresha shamina le. We learned that from the beginning of the pasuk. It says al pi shnayim eidim. You need two eidim. So certainly one eid doesn't work. So what's it saying? Lo yumas al pi eid echad. Ella my echad, echad echad. One plus one doesn't work. You need two. That's a group that see each other, but one here and one there, two individual edim do not work. And that's the pasuk. Edim miuchadas is possible based on this pasuk. Lo yumas al pi eid echad, which means again echad here, echad there doesn't work. Tanu nami hachi. The Brisa says the same idea. Lo yumas al pi eid echad lahavi shnayim shiron oso, to include that two people see the event. Echad mechalon zeh, echad mechalon zeh, one from this window, one from that window, vein roen zeh zeh, but they don't see each other, sheim et starfin, that's what we learn from this pasuk. This price supports what Marzutra said, what Rav said. V'lo od, and not only that, ela filu bezachar zeh, bechalon echad eim et starfin. Let's say they both see from the same window, the same event, one after the next. First he takes a look, and then the other guy takes a look afterwards. That doesn't work either. They have to see each other and see the event at bevas achas. Zeh achar zeh doesn't work. The Gemara says, Amli or Papa says, Labai Hashem Echad Mechalon Zeh, the Echad Mechalon Zeh, the High Chazi Kuli Maisa, the High Chazi Kuli Maisa, Amri Shlomo Starfe. If we said that this guy sees the entire action from that window, and the other guy sees the entire action from that window, that doesn't work, so then certainly, Bezachar Zeh, when they see one after the next, the High Chazi Palga de Maisa, Pai Chazi Palga de Maisa, Mibai, then the guy only sees half the act, and the other guy sees the other half of the act. Certainly that won't work. The guy sees that he first hits the guy in the neck, halfway through the neck, and the other guy comes to see, finishes the slice through the neck, so that's a half act. So that certainly won't work if in a case where they each saw a full act, doesn't work either. So the Gemara says, no. Armalei lo nitzacha elo bol, the bol, as a erva. In some situation, there was a rios where they were both able to see the full maisa. Rashi explains, Lebol es ha'erva, three narrow lines down. Sheyesh dai b'riyat kol echad, where it's possible that they could both see an entire ma'aseh when it comes to erva. V'afil hachi lo mitzarfo. So even though they both saw each other, and they saw a ma'aseh, full ma'aseh, since they didn't see that part of the ma'aseh at the same time, that doesn't work to be mitzarif edim. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, now, im hayu roin es ha'masra, if they, the two edim, see the master, the guy giving the warning down below, oh, Hamasa Roa Osan, or the Masa down below sees each aid up at the window. So then Mitzarfin, that's able to Mitzarif all of them. Even though they don't see each other, through the Masa below, that could connect the two outer parties. Amar Rava, Rava says, Masa Shamu Vafilu Mipiasmo Vafilu Mipiashed. When we talk about a Masa, who could serve as a Masa? So even he himself could serve as a master. Who's he himself? Referring to, Rashi says, Mi piatzmo, five narrow lines down, ha harogatzmo, the one who's murdered himself could warn him. His supervisor says, don't kill me, you're going to be killed for doing this. And then he gets killed. He could serve as a master, and if he saw the aid there, and the aid there, he actually can be mitzarev of them, which is a tremendous chiddush. And even if a shade gives a master, gives a hasra rather, that will work as well as a good hasra.
Again, who's this?
Shade, like a demon?
Yeah, like a demon, yeah.
Who are we talking about here? Who's giving the testimony?
The harug, not the testimony. The warning is the harug, the one who is killed. He gives the warning, and he ends up being killed himself. That hasra actually works as a hasra.
So there has to be somebody there to say that he was to witness that.
They ate him. They ate him. So they each saw the master down below. They saw the hasra. Fine. Gemara says now, Amar Rav Nachman, Edus Miuchedes Ksheira Bedini Mamnas. Rav Nachman thinks you can have one guy here, one guy there, that don't see each other, and both observe a case of Dini Mamnas. Edus Miuchedes does work for the world of Mamnas. How does he know? Dichsiv lo yumas api eirechad. Don't kill based on eirechad. So the Gemara is talking about Misa, Bedini Nefashasu, Dein Ksheira. Eidecha is only possible, or Eidus Miuchedes, I should say, is only possible by Yumas, by Dina Nefashos. Aval, the diak Rav Nachman makes is aval, but dine mamunus ksheira. When it comes to money, you're allowed to have edis miuchedes, one aid here, one aid there, even though they don't see each other. So asks the Gemara, maskala Rav Zutra, elamiata, that's the case. Bedine nefashos, tatsio. So bedine nefashos, we should save him. Alamatan hu vehein neragin. Meaning if there's a kula that exists by dine mamunus, so then we should save him. What does that mean exactly? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, elamiata, Tiksherim Baalmo Mitzarfi. If in general we do trust, we do allow Edis Miuchedes to combine. So Bedini Nefasho says Rashi, Kisheshnaim Rowan Michalonze, Vishnaim Michalonze. Two Edim from this side, two Edim from that side. Vuhuzma Kas Achas, and one Kas is who's aimed? Mitztarif Edizu Yoskulum Kikas Achas Lahatzil Esas Omen. We should be able to combine them to save the zomim. There's a nidon shetei edis betela. Came in the ba'alma mitzarefes yesh tam kan latzila v'rachman amar v'tzil heida. Whenever there's some reason to save a person from being killed from dinin nefashos, we apply that reason. So if we're saying by dinin mamonos that we can combine two random edim here and there, so by dinin nefashos we should apply the same thing. So in a mishnah we said you have two edim from there and two edim from there, and this first set of edim are found to be edim zomim. So why not say, combine both parties now, and now throw out both parties, now all four draw a circle, and since two of them are apostle, the entire circle is thrown out, they're no longer good Adam to kill the guy below, and he's saved, he just saved the guy. So that Gemara ends up with a kasha. We don't have a good answer for this. Even though Rav Nachman says we trust, we allow Edis Miuchedes to combine for Dinin Mamonos, it seems that we don't allow it to apply for Dinin Nefashos. The question is, again, why not? We should always apply any way out we try to apply. And here, for some reason, we don't. Kasha. Two dots. The Gemara says, Rav Yossi, Omer Vechule, Amalei Rav Papa Lebaye, Umiyestele Rav Yossi HaSvara. Does Rav Yossi really hold to the Svara? Which Svara are we talking about here? That both Edim have to give the Hasra? But the Hatzan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rav Yossi himself says, Omer, hasone nerag mipnei shu kemuad umusra. A person who, an enemy, who kills another enemy, he's considered already pre-warned, even though he never received a hasra. He knows it's wrong to kill his enemy. We know that he came for the wrong intentions. So he's considered already pre-warned. So how come here Rav Yossi says, to be an aid, you have to give a warning, but this, he has another mission where he says, you could do away without warnings. So Gemara says no, because Amar Leh Hahu Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda he. It's a different Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda who the Sanya Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Chaver in Tzarech Hasra. A Chaver, a Talmud Chacham who knows it's wrong to kill, he knows it's wrong to violate Shabbos. He doesn't need a Hasra because the only point of Hasra is Lefi Shalot Nisna Hasra El Lahavchin Bein Chogi Lemezid. Meaning, how's the aid? How's Besdin supposed to know whether the guy did this on purpose or accidental? The only way to know if it was done on purpose is if he was given a warning and he did it anyways, so that tells us it was done b'mezid. So that's all according to Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda. So for that reason, a chaver doesn't require a warning because he knows it's wrong. And a sone also doesn't require a warning because an enemy, he knows he's trying to kill his enemy, he knows that's wrong. He also doesn't require a warning. That's all in the world of Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda where, the intention of the asra is for Bezin to know whether it's shogi b'mezid. But Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah, has a completely different understanding of what Hasra is. He thinks every aid has to give the Hasra. He doesn't say why. There's a Tosus in Sanhedrin that Rav Soloveitchik was Medayik from, that the point of Hasra is not for Bezdin to know whether it's Shogeg or Mezid like this far here is, but the Hasra is there to create a Maisa B'Merit. I mean, when a guy does a Maisa Vera, it's one thing. If you do a Maisa Vera in the face of a Hasra, that shows the severity of the Avera and makes it much worse. So that's what really makes it into a real strong Maisa Avera, and that's why each aid has to give the Hasra to make it a really a stronger type of Avera B'merit. That's his suggestion. So perhaps that's what Rabbi Yossi is going with, that idea. Okay, two dots, the Gemara says, Davar Acher, the other interpretation of the Drasha, Apishnaim Edim, the Mishnah said, Shalot Tehei Sanhedrin Shomas Miturgamun. The Sanhedrin has to hear directly from the Peh, from the P Edim, from the actual mouth of the Edim, and not through a translator. Gemara has a Maisaf, Hani Luazu, the two foreigners came once, the Asu Lakami de Rava, went in front of Rava. So Oki Rava, Turgman Binai Rava had placed a translator between the two of them to help with the language barrier. How could Rava do this? Doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Shelo Tei Sanhedrin Shemas Mipiyam Turgaman? You can't hear from the translator. You have to hear from Mipi Edim, Mipi Shnai Edim, from the mouth themselves. So Rava Miyada Hava Yada Mada Hava Amri, he knew what they were saying. He heard the Pishnaim, Adam, he heard the words, but Vahadur Hudlo Hava Yada. He didn't know how to respond back to them. So in terms of asking the questions, he had the translator ask the questions to them. But he knew, he understood everything that they were saying. Let's just go to the top of Zion and get to the Mishnah. The Gemara says on the top here, Ilah Vituvia, Rashi explains top line, Ede Halva Hayu, Krovim El Ha'arev. They were the Edim. They had witnessed a loan go through, and whoever the Malve and the Lova was, so there was an Ari, there's a cosigner helping the Lova. So the Eli and Tuvia apparently, I'm not sure
they were relatives to the cosigner,
but they couldn't be relatives to each other because then they would make them puzzle as well. But Rashi does say they're Krovim to the cosigner though, so I'm not sure if they can be Krovim to themselves though. I'm not sure what Rashi says, Lashon of Krovim. Okay, I'll leave that aside for now. But either way, they're Kreve D'Arava. They're relatives of the cosigner. So maybe you would think the cosigners are really out of the picture here. It's really between the bank, the Malva, and the Lova here. So Gemara says, Savar Rapapa Lameimar Gavi Lova, Umava Rechika Ninhu. Since with respect to the Malva and Lova, they're not considered relatives, so therefore they're good Edim. Amli Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Braid of Yeshua, Le Rav Papa, Iles Lai Le Lova, but if the Lova can't pay back the loan, La Batsar Arava Azil. Mavil, doesn't the Mavil go chase after the cosigner? So even though right now the first first stop is the Lova, if the Lova doesn't pay, he goes off to the Arev. So in this case, Ila Vituvia, since they were relatives of the Arev, this would be Apostle Shai. They would be Apostle Adam. Okay, we'll stop here. That was a good quick daf.